Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you. Good to be here. Sitting behind the silver microphone today in my back in the greasy garage studio in my Dodge Viper seat, where it's been pre-molded from sitting on it for so many years. Oh, yes. Hey, good to have you along. I appreciate you riding shotgun with me. We've got a lot of things we're going to get to today here on Auto World. But first, you're the star of the show, folks. I want to hear from you. That's why we're here. We're here to not only have fun, but to hopefully I can, after being here 45-plus years in the automotive field, in the garage, I can maybe help you with that smell, that noise, and, in fact, that question about prices, the tire light, the ABS lights on, the engine lights on, and why. Things like that. And, of course, if you've already had your car, your truck to the repair shop, and you paid it. You paid that bill. You paid that $1,800, but you're still, you know, your head gasket is still hot and steaming. I can help you understand the mechanical organ jargon. That, the words, the wording. And why do not they put all the words on their invoices describing what they did do? Are they trying to hide something? But, boy, there's two words at the bottom of that invoice that you shouldn't have to pay. That's right. You should not have to pay. It's on the very bottom of that invoice, and it states one thing: shop supplies. You should not have to pay for that, folks. Shop supplies. And I do not have that on our invoices here at the Greasy Garage when I help clients and customers and friends work and fix their cars. Shop supplies is part of the being in business. Shop supplies as in what? Yeah, rags. Hey, that's part of being in business if you're a repair shop. When you go to the restaurant with your friends, your relatives, your significant other, do you see on the bottom of the invoice at the restaurant, shop, kitchen supplies? Should we call it that? Kitchen supplies? You have to pay for the chef's spatula? Cleaning solution to clean the spatula after they flip your eggs in the morning breakfast? Or the fork that turns over the T-bone steak? Kitchen supplies? So next time you're at the automotive shop, transmission shop, tire shop, windshield shop, paint shop, upholstery shop. See, these are the divisions that make your car go down the road. If you see shop supplies of $12, no. See, that's why you're tuning in to Auto World, to save money. Don't be bashful. Call right now here if you have a question. Go ahead. Use your telephone, your cell phone as a microphone, and scream at me about the shop supplies. I'll take it. I didn't charge you shop supplies, and I will never charge you here at Auto World. Your coupons never expire here at Auto World. So get rid of the shop supplies there, shops. Come on. Now, yes, there is hazardous waste fees. Yes, there is. If you're a tire shop, they have to pay to get rid of your old junk tire that, you know, they pulled off your car. There's waste oil. There's transmission oil, waste oil as an engine, brake fluid, transmission fluid. How about that antifreeze, huh? Yes, I want to dispose of these items and these chemicals correctly. So do the other shops. But if you're going to be in business, does the kitchen at the restaurant charge you for their waste oil, their fry oil? Is there a fry oil fee? I don't see that on there. Okay, today on Auto World, sinkhole. Woo! everybody's going down the sinkhole for some reason. I don't know why, but we're going to find out about all that here this hour of Auto World. I have for you paint. Are you getting ready to paint your bedrooms in your house, your outside of your house when it gets warm again? The spring flowers pop up and everybody starts to go into Sherwin-Williams and grabbing paint. It's everywhere, and you're driving all over it out there. I have for you today on Auto World a little bit of paint history. That'll be fun. Also, as I promised, I have petals coming your way. Not rose petals. Oh, the smell of rose petals. I like the red ones. Oh, those smell so good. But no, it's petals on your car. Come on. Your brake pedal that you take advantage of. You love that go pedal called the accelerator pedal, don't you? Oh, yeah. Well, we could call the go pedal the money goer. Or the money go bye-bye pedal. Yeah, because the more you push on it, the more the money goes bye-bye. If you have an ICE car or a EV car, it's still, when you push the accelerator pedal, it's the go bye-bye money pedal. And yeah, the clutch pedal, which one favors the most on the, when it comes to the money? Does the gas go pedal, accelerator pedal take more money out of your back pocket, or does the clutch pedal? That could be debatable, couldn't it? Because a clutch pedal, you're going to dump or drop the clutch pedal when the go pedal's all the way down to the floor and say hello and goodbye to those back tires. Oh, the smell of rubber. The smell of money for the tire shops. So, brake, accelerator, clutch pedals. Where did they come from? We're going to talk a little bit about that. I got a little history on there for you, and I've got with that a product that you might want to go ahead and buy someone. Or you might want this product yourself, okay? All right. Now, we're going to have trivia, too. I want you to head over to my Facebook page. The address is Mark Evans, sitting behind the silver microphone, as I am right now. We are live from Boise, Idaho, in the Auto World Plaza, in the Greasy Garage Studio, live right here from Boise, Idaho. I'm glad to be here with you in your man cave, she shed, wherever you might be, in your car, your boat, wherever you might be. You folks might even be listening to me on that device through GCN Live or some of the apps out there on your cell phone while you're snowmobiling. Thank you. I appreciate that. In fact, I did get an email here this last week. A gentleman was snowmobiling. He loaded a snowmobile up. He told me on through the email, and I finally just called him. We talked for quite a while because I snowmobile. Anyway, his poor snowmobile, he said it after starting it up and all and running it for about a half hour down the trail, and he had to get it back to the truck to load it up and go home because it wasn't running right. And the first thing I pointed out to him is that, did you put Stabil in the fuel when you parked it? And he stated, Stabil, what's that? Stabil is a fuel stabilizer that you need to put in the fuel. And then start it and run it for quite some time to make sure the Stabil gets through the carburetors, because his snowmobile is an older one, just carbureted. And even if it's fuel injected, folks, your snowmobile and your car, if it's a car that's been sitting through the winter time and you decide to start it up and use it, in this case it was a snowmobile that was sitting through the summertime, just sitting there with the old gas in it from last winter, if you would have just put a little Stabil in there according to what it states on the bottle, I think it's 30 ounces per every gallon, run it for a while, it stabilizes the MTB chemical in the fuel, causing it to still have a flash burn and doesn't turn back into varnish or tarnish, whatever you want to call it, tar oil. He was describing to me about how the carburetors was kind of blurbing, like it was, they were belching. I said, yeah, your gas is old. And he said, yeah, it didn't run very good. Well, can I just put Stabil in? And he said, and clean it right up, and I don't have to do anything. No, now he's got to take the carburetors off and overhaul them. Clean them up. So Stabil, Stabil. Red color. We're going to take a short break. First break of this hour, we come back. We've got your email bag, of course, to the left of me with Eddie, the engine emailer's in the house. And I've got you right there, sitting in your comfortable chair. Look forward to your calls at 855-660-4261. I'm Mark Evans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's no use trying to talk. No human.
And the clutch pedal wins on that one. There goes the two tires on the back. I need two new tires. Good to have you back. A little trivia for us. Readily identified by the unique dual wedges on the hood, each bearing five parallel louvers. It was the 1968 American Motors AMX Javelin. $3,677. Today, I believe they're hitting $136,000 at the auctions. Boy, are they doing well. Yes, they are. Another little bit of trivia for us, talking about a little bit of horsepower under the hood. The 1969 Pontiac Grand Prix was the first to have its radio antenna embedded in the windshield. Back in 1969, the Pontiac Grand Prix embedded in the windshield, and they're still there today. They do work, which is good. Really good. I've got a fresh email that just came in. Let's read it here on Auto World. And that email address is, again, folks, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Not only are we live, but you can also, please, email me through the week when we don't really know what's happening with your car then. So, or your truck, or just to let me know how your dog is doing. Please, I'd just love to hear from you. And as I ask, and you folks are delivering, we're going to go into the email bag here when the horn honks and Eddie, the engine emailer, here is in the house. This one's live, and this is from Michael. Michael, he's in St. George, Utah. Awesome. He says, thanks in advance, Mark, for your help. Oh, no problem. No problem. He says, I'm with you in St. George, Utah. My friend told me to turn on my radio to station KZNU 1450 for your show. I did. Glad I did. Enjoy your show. Well, thank you. Thank you, Michael. I'm glad you tuned in. Let's give an awesome Auto World shout-out to our Auto World affiliate. Woo! Shout-out. Horn's working good today. Shout-out goes to KZNU 1450 AM. And that is, of course, in Enterprise, St. George, Utah. Lafurkin, Utah, also. And St. George, Utah is where Michael's at. I appreciate that. Tuning in on KZNU AM 1450. Taking the Auto World Saturday and Sunday. Thank you. I appreciate that. Salute you. Good to be with all of you there in the St. George area, Lafurkin Enterprise area. Now, Michael, let's see here. You've got a little problem with your hood. I'll go on to read the email here. He says, glad he enjoys the show. Awesome. He says, I need your help to get my hood open. Pull the hood lever and nothing happens, Mark. I think the cable has stretched. I've tried to go through the grill, but no luck. Do you, he says, I've used a screwdriver, scratched up my grill. Oh, no, that's not good, Michael. Do you have a secret to get a hood open at your shop? Question mark. Michael, and tuning in on KZNU. Michael, no screwdrivers. Now, here's the thing. That has happened probably to quite a few of our listeners, actually. It's not funny, but it's tough. Michael, first off, the screwdriver thing, truthfully, what they've done with these, I don't have the year, make, and model in your car, that's okay, but if you're taking a screwdriver through your grill, that means that you could probably see the cable, and the cable that's going through on the piece of metal that's pulling the hood open. A lot of the new cars, folks, that you're driving, doesn't look like Michael's that way, but they have an anti-theft box, they call it. It's a piece of metal. It hides that where the cable goes in to the hood latch and hooks up right there. The cable's got a little ball end on it, of course. It goes through the lever, but you can't see any of that because they have a metal box around it. So you can't stick a screwdriver in there so the thief can open the hood up and steal a really good-looking piece of plastic of an air filter, huh? Yeah. What's there to steal? I mean, they're making it so tough, aren't they? Yeah. Anyway, so don't try to open, if you got a broken cable and a hood lever and all that, like Michael does, don't try to get in there and look up in there with a flashlight and try to get in there. You'll see a piece of metal in the way, a big metal box, and it's like, where's the thing going? Well, you can't get in there. So, Michael, here's what I do. A lot of folks out there probably already have this like this. Buy a pair of vice grips, a small pair. you're going to have to get inside the car where that plastic lever is there that's broke on your car there, Michael, and you need to get a pair of vice grips and probably take that, get the cable out of the plastic, whatever's left where it's broke right there, and get that out so you can put a pair of vice grips, you know, on the cable itself, and then use the vice grips as like the handle, and just pull it, and hopefully that will give you enough, you know, pulling room to open up the hood. Now, at that point, you're going to have to, please do, replace the hood latch cable. And you're right, Michael, that's more than likely. The hood levers, they're usually there on the driver's side where the knee is, right there, and or they're over there on the kick panel on the left side where the driver sits, you know, where you're sitting. It's plastic, and it goes inside the in and out in that just certain area there. And it when the cable keeps getting pulled so many times, then it does stretch, and then the plastic arm there, the lever, will not only move so much because of the area that it's in. So if you get a pair of vice grips, you can just move that as far as you want back, and it'll open that hood. Now, you can do that cable yourself, Michael, if you'd like. I mean, they're not really tough to do at all. You have to probably truthfully get, don't buy a used one. Don't go to the boneyard, junkyard, recycle yard. Get a new one from the dealer, because the ones in the junkyard are already stretched for you, period, you know. Get it done, and I don't want to see a pair of vice grips hanging there on the floor either, Michael. That's not going to look good for resale. Anyway, hey, Michael, appreciate it. That's a great, I never would have thunked in my, I've never had that question come to me but so many people out there right now listening have probably got a pair of vice grips or will have on their hood latch cable. Thanks for listening, Michael, on KZNU, AM 1450 right there in St. George, Utah. Good to have all you folks along. Appreciate it. Absolutely. Let's get our hoods so they open up. And you know what that tells me too, Michael? Oh, by the way, Michael, I'm going to send you a little gift bag there with some Meguiar's and Mother's in it and some wash drops. And I'm going to throw in a bottle of the STP Fuel Super Fuel Injector Cleaner, okay, for you. That'll be in there too for you. Send me back an address. I can ship that to you out there in St. George, Utah. Appreciate it. And, you know, first I was going to say that is giving me some... I'm trying to say nicely, Michael, if your hood cable's stretched, that tells me you've been having some problems under there. We got to fix the problem so you don't have to keep opening the hood. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it. I'm Mark Evans. Don't go away. We're going to be right back after a short, brief message from your local and our national sponsors.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. President Biden confirming his intention to serve another 4 years in the White House, but Biden told ABC News he still has other things to finish up before launching what he called a full-blown presidential campaign. Did the COVID pandemic actually originate in a Chinese lab?
The Energy Department has concluded with low confidence that the COVID-19 pandemic likely stems from a laboratory leak in Wuhan, China. That's according to a classified report delivered to key members of the House and Senate. Senator Dan Sullivan is pushing pushing for hearings.
A lot of evidence that it's coming from the Chinese, and when other countries even raise it, the Chinese use their coercive economic activities to shut people up.
A major winter storm takes aim at New England. Eastern Minerals Regional Manager Cornelius Martin says he thought there would be no more winter storm.
The winter's never over. It's over.
Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Put some fuel in it.
Baby, you can drive my car.
Bring her back full. Make sure you back it into one of those electronic plug charge sticks if it's electric. Does everybody know what time it is? It's AW time. Yes, the official ASC certified high octane turbocharged, supercharged, chrome plated, pearl painted, tire burning, nitrous smelling radio podcast, internet TV talk show. Good to have you along. Appreciate it. How many times do you touch your pedals? In your car, you have the brake pedal, the gas pedal, the go pedal, and you might even have a clutch pedal. You touch them all the time. In fact, you touch the pedals as many times as you touch the driver's door handle. Henry Ford was the first to introduce a three-pedal car in 1909. His Model T's accelerator was a lever on the steering column, while the three pedals were a brake, a gear shift, and a clutch. Ford later decided that the brake and accelerator should be placed close to each other and operated, of course, separately. Now, who invented the gas pedal? Dr. Chet Nierenberg, MD, was the original inventor of the gas pedal. What was the first car with clutch, brake, accelerator pedals? What was the first car with clutch, brake, accelerator, pedals? The Cadillac Type 53 was the first car to have the standard wheel and pedal arrangement, clutch, brake, throttle from left to right, as we know it today. It was produced in 1916 only. Now, what was the pedal to the right of the gas pedal? That skinny one on the left? Yeah. It was a direct response for giving gas to the engine. It affects how fast your auto could move. The large one on the right is, of course, the brake pedal. But, yeah, different pedals on the floor. The one that was all the way to the right was basically a pedal that, when you push on it, would start, go directly to the engine starter and ignite the starter, causing the engine to rotate. I have one of those on my 1916 Chevrolet, and sometimes you'll see those all the way up to 1930s have that little automatic, it's not automatic, you got to push it. And if your foot slipped off the accelerator pedal and while you're driving down the road in a snowy, sunny, snowy, wet, rainy day, you could hit that other pedal, causing the starter to ignite, and that's not good. Nope. So with all that said, you have an automatic transmission, right? No clutch pedal. What was the first car with an automatic transmission? The first car with a fully automatic transmission was the 1940 Oldsmobile Hydromatic. Was the name of the first fully automatic transmission used in a production car, of course. It was used first time in 1939 models of the Cadillac and Oldsmobile brand from, of course, General Motors. Back in 1940. The Hydromatic. How many transmission shops do you believe today would know how to fix a 1940 Oldsmobile or / Cadillac hydromatic transmission? Do you feel that the parts and pieces inside one of those are the same as what you have in your automatic transmission today? Yes, they're a little bit different size, but there's more parts and pieces in your automatic transmission. A lot of you have the 8 and 10 speed transmissions because of the diesel motor that's in front of it. But with all that said, you have to be careful because sometimes when you're, just driving and looking out the windscreen, for you folks listening over across the pond, thank you in Australia and all on GCNLive.com. Appreciate that. Windshield for you folks here listening in the States. We are coast to coast here at Auto World, and I want to say one thing. I want to make sure that a lot of you do not drive into a sinkhole. What? Yep. There's been three cars, and they keep driving into the sinkhole in California. Obvious road signs say road closed, but no one's reading the signs. They're driving into the sinkhole. The California Highway Patrol is left boggled with three there this last week fall victim to massive sinkhole, even though there's a sign marked road closed right there in California. This sinkhole is so big that it completely split two lane street right in half. Swallowed up three separate vehicles and keeps swallowing up more cars. No, there's not a magnet in there. For some reason, no one wants to read the sign. According to the authorities, a nearby pond across the road is causing the erosion, resulting in the sinkhole, massive sinkhole. Now they're talking about a long-term closure on that road because of the pond. Well, of course. But please, when you see the sign that says road closed, would you please turn around and go the other way? Or your car will be sucked into the hole. The sinkhole. Remember the maps talking about it? Got to have a paper map. Sometimes the GPS states right there, you put an address in, it tells you to go down that road, no matter if it's got a sinkhole or not. Folks, you really can't jump a sinkhole. It doesn't work that way. So you got to stop and turn around, let the GPS or get the paper map out and read the real map to see which road goes and takes you to where you need to go. Means a lot. Coming up on Auto World, we've got for you talking about roads that are sinking. There's paint on the roads also, isn't there? There's paint on your house on the outside, paint inside your house where you're sitting right now. Taking advantage of the paint. We're going to talk a little bit. I got a little history about paint coming up. Right now, I've got a brand new fresh email that just came in on autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and that is the address, please. I welcome you to interrupt me at any time, just like Randy did. Thank you, Randy. Here we got an email coming in from Randy, and he says, I can read it on the air. And he says, hey, Mark, good day to you. Good day to you, Randy. Thank you. Thank you. He says, love your program. Tune in every week. Wanted your help on something that has been bothering me for quite some time. a oil leak that I can smell when I turn my heater on. No one can find the leak, Mark. I've had it to three shops, and they all say there is no leak. Mark, I smell oil burning there whenever I turn my heat on, but I do not see a leak underneath the car. Do you have any ideas what could be causing this oil smell inside my car? Thanks for all your hard work. Randy, listening on Keys in Texas. Awesome. Thank you, Randy, for all the compliments. I appreciate it. Let's do a shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate. Shout-out. Woo. Yeah, shout-out to KEYS, 1440 AM and 98.7 FM, right there in Corpus Christi, Texas, Portland, Mathis, and Alice. Thank you, Randy, for taking us right down into Texas where it's nice and warm. I hope all you folks are warm and cuddling in, and appreciate it. We're a little bit cold up here. It looks like, we're about 30 degrees right now here in Boise, Idaho, wintertime. Randy, this is something that a lot of people do have, smells constantly, oil leaks, smells coming in their car. I get this a lot. And one thing about it is that an engine is a magnet, first off, for what? Air. Sucking in air to keep it cool. If you have electric fans, which you might, newer cars have electric fans. When we come back from this short little break, first I want you to listen to all the secret sauce your local sponsors have for it, our nationwide sponsors. I want to thank them for making this show happen. And you too, all of you, the listeners of the show. We're going to come back, help Randy with that oil smell. Ugh.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get the air out of those airbags and get her right there in the weeds. Get her down low. Let's go back to Texas. Randy listening on Keys, K-E-Y-S, one of our great Auto World affiliates, 1440 AM and 98.7 FM, Corpus Christi, Texas, Portland, Mathis, and Alice. Randy's got the smell of oil. And Randy, I'm pretty sure you probably are sick and tired, or your wife or your significant other is tired of your clothes smelling like oil. That's the biggest thing about it. Once the oil smell comes into your interior, if you have cloth interior, it absorbs the oil smell. And then when you sit down to drive the car, or your guests sit down in the passenger side, your clothes tend to absorb the oil smell. Not good. So one thing, the engines on our cars, folks, are magnets for air to come in. Dirt, dust. Now, the engine itself has got an ICE engine, internal combustion engine, has oil in it. And it's always got oil pressure inside. So you've got, literally, Randy, you do have oil pressure. It's trying to pressure, oil fumes trying to get out of that vehicle at all times. And if you look at your engine as you pop the hood, you will see a dirty engine. And that dirty engine has got a little bit of film on it, grease, caked oil, causing that engine to turn it into I call it an oven. The engine gets hot, all the metal and the plastic and the aluminum gets hot. And any type of oil fumes that get out of any type of, there's not really an oil leak as of liquid leaking out on the ground, but your back valve cover gasket or anything in the rear of that engine, if it's a V8, V6, the back of the valve cover gasket's seeping so slowly that it's just seeping down so slowly that it's on the back of the block and the back of the valve cover and everything in that area, and it gets hot and it's baking it. Well, guess where the vents are that's sucking in the oil fumes? Right there underneath the windshield. Not all of the smell is going underneath the car. It's coming up, and if you've got the non-recycle button turned off, then it's sucking from the grill on the underneath part of the windshield on the outside of the car. It's sucking those oil fumes in, Randy, and you're smelling a beautiful smelling engine, aren't you? Yuck. So, Purple Power. You can do a clean on your engine yourself. You see, you stated that you've had it at three shops. I see no oil leak. Now, with that, an oil leak is liquid leaking. Now, I'm talking about not really liquid leaking. I'm talking about just oil seeping out and being cooked and cooking itself on your engine, causing you to have an oil smell. Keeping things clean tend to give you a good smell. So if you go and get Purple Power, put it in a spray bottle, you can literally do it when your engine is cold, please. And everyone can do this. This is just not all for Randy. You can get the Purple Power, buy a little cheap spray bottle, spray your engine when it's cold, get your garden hose out. Yes, you can do this. Environmentally safe, too. And just spray that Purple Power or ZEP, Z-E-P, on that engine and spray it off. Get that dirt off of there. Or you can go to the car wash, of course. They might not like you. With a hand wand. Get the dirt off, is what I'm saying, Randy. And then please, you can go ahead, and a little Auto World tip, I've said this many times, but I'll say it again, because I want to get your smell good there. Odor Eliminator by Meguiar's is a good thing to have, a spray your upholstery, of course. But at the same token, go to the automotive upholstery shops and get their scraps, the leather scraps, the upholstery cloth scraps, or go to a furniture store if you have one in your, where they build furniture and all. They've got scraps in the trash can. You're going to recycle those, Randy, and you're going to put those scraps in a little recycled grocery bag up underneath your driver's seat or passenger seat, wherever you can do that with, and you'll have the smell. The new scraps of upholstery will make it'll absorb the oil smell, and you'll actually have a brand new smelling vehicle. Hope that helps. But yes, this is for everybody. Get your engines clean. Get your engines clean. And if you have to take a Ziploc bag, you see that distributor with the spark plug wires, if you've got an older vehicle or the coil there, just wrap it with a Ziploc bag, rubber band, and then just spray along. Spray it. Keep it clean. That way you don't have any smell. And then again, too, Randy, your valve cover gasket could be leaking. Either if it's a V8, you got two, V6, you have two valve covers. If it's a four-cylinder, you have an oil sending unit that could be leaking on the back of the block, which is towards the firewall. Again, a little bit of leak there, and it's not showing up on the ground. So, it is a, yeah. And what I'd recommend, you get up underneath there if you can, possibly, when it's up in the shop. Take it to the shop, your favorite shop, put it up on the lift, and don't steam clean it or clean it before you go in there. I want to see the evidence. I want to see the oil there before you clean it off. And then go get up there and look, or have the shop take a picture or two, video. And then anything that's got the most wetness, juice, the juice look, the wetness, that's where the leak is. So because if you've got an oil smell, you're going to have a leak eventually, and we need to get it fixed. So hopefully that helps. And again, appreciate it, Randy, tuning in on KEYS Keys, AM 1440 and FM 98.7 right there in Corpus Christi, Texas. Get her fixed, because the guy behind you that's following you, that person's smelling it too. Not good. Oh, not good at all. I know you're saying, hey, Mark, can I put one of those little green Christmas trees hanging from a rear view mirror? They actually still sell those things. I can't believe it. You could do that. Get a yellow one. I like that smell better. Randy, too, my address, I want to send you over there to Corpus Christi a gift bag full of goodies, and I'm going to probably, I'll put a Christmas tree in there for you, huh? Why not? But you're going to get a bottle of Odor Eliminator also, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's our address. Again, as you know, that was a fresh email from Corpus Christi. I do appreciate it. But autoworldradio@yahoo.com, I got a little gift bag going out your way right away. Appreciate that. And, you know, with that, talking about mileage and ICE engines, internal combustion engines and oil leaks and all that, here's a car back in 1980 that had, well, a city range of 450 miles per tank. And on the highway, it could go 650 miles. And what was it? It was a 1980 Chevrolet Impala wagon. A wagon, a four-door wagon with a 25-gallon fuel tank on her. And that Impala wagon sold for $7,526. Of course, that was the starting price back then.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, that word this week is history. I bet you have some history. History of yourself, your family, your friends, the past. When it comes to history, you need it on your vehicle. You need the history on your vehicle. Get it. Ask for it. Study it. Good history of what brand and what model is it before you purchase it. That's what you want. The longer the history, the better the vehicle.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Sally Spell, take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Drive safe, motor on!
Oh, I'm back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.